You're watching The Sports Objective, the podcast for Pirates. You're watching Pirate Breakdown with Sutton Young. Join Sutton every Wednesday night on The Sports Objective as he talks East Carolina football. Here's Sutton.
And with that, welcome back into Pirate Breakdown. I'm Sutton Young, joined now tonight by Kyle Barber. Kyle, how are you, man?
Sup, doing all right, best I can for right now. How you doing?
I am pretty good. I'm still reeling in the tough loss on Saturday, but I'll tell you what, team gave me a lot of optimism moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Defensive performance was fantastic. Got to like Holt's performance despite the two picks. Running game had trouble getting going. I think that had more to do with NC State than it did East Carolina. I expect a much better performance out of the running game this week.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, yeah, you have to look. I mean, State's run game defense is one of, if not the best in the country. I mean, I thought Rajay, he had a great game. Keaton, I mean, obviously with how well Keaton did last year, teams are going to know, okay, he is a threat. I thought that State did do a good job of maintaining Keaton. But, I mean, the offense was still productive, which, I mean, 21 points – or 20 points, excuse me. That I mean, I would say I was pretty pleased with that from our offense.
Based on – their defense, yeah, I think you got to, you know, I think you got to get the ball in Keaton's hands in other ways more. We would love to see him utilized in the passing game a lot more. We saw how effective that can be in the fourth quarter on that last drive. And Rajay had some good runs at times. Rajay's probably the more physical back and would do better against that style defense.
Oh, no, 100%. I mean, you look at Rajay, you saw the physical toughness. I mean, Keaton, he's a cheetah. He runs and he's gone. State did a good job with that. But with Rajay, you have the size. He has build. And that allowed him, I think, to be successful against State in some areas.
No, I agree 100%.
I think, though, the big thing with State, and it's the thing everybody's talking about, is the two missed kicks. And I'll say this right off the bat. Owen Dyfer is a good kicker. He is a good kicker. I mean, it's the luck of the draw. I mean, I was thinking – back, I think it was in 2007 or 2008. I think 2007, Pat McAfee, he missed two field goals, extra points to and West Virginia ended up losing. They didn't go to the national championship because of that. I mean, this stuff happens. I mean, I think at the end of the day, it was clear to say that we were the better team. It's just, you know, I mean, stuff happens. It's a lot of sports. I mean, you have to think, though, and I was thinking about it after the game, the nerves were just monumental for him.
Yeah, absolutely, and I don't think it was all on Owen. I think the whole operation was off. You look at the PAT, the laces were in facing him. I think you probably saw that. I think that messed with his head. You know, we were talking to Andrew Bays last night. You know, Andrew says you got to make the kick anyway. It's an extra point. I think that got in his head, and then once that was in his head, that's a big pressure kick. He kicked the pressure one at Navy, but operations were better. And you're on the road. A lot less pressure on the road. People may think less pressure at home. No, no. You're playing a top 25 team, and your home crowd is watching. To me, that's even more pressure. And, the reason we expected Dyfer to make that field goal is because we've seen him do it before in a pressure situation. So, no, I expect Owen to bounce back. As we look ahead to Old Dominion, I'll make a couple more points about the kicking game as we move on to that here in a little bit. But, I have confidence in Dyfer, and, I'm sure some healthy competition this week in practice will probably help him get refocused. And he needs to focus on his mechanics, doing what he knows he can do. Got to have the right holder. I heard we were working somebody else at holder this week. So it'll be interesting to see if they continue to use Luke Larson as kick holder, or if they put somebody else in there. And Sutton, you mentioned the two missed kicks. Don't forget about the blocked punt that Luke had. Huge play in the game. If you take that off the board and everything else goes the same way, then we don't need Owen to make those kicks.
No, and I really think that. I mean, people were looking at those two kicks. I think the blocked punt was the game changer. I really do, because like you said, if you don't have that block punt, we're not in that situation. And to your point, and I was going to mention this too, and I'm glad you said it, is people after the game were talking to me and they were saying, oh, I mean, I saw it happen and how he missed it. I'm like, well, look, those laces were out. I mean, you can be Justin Tucker, in my opinion, when those laces are facing you, you never know what's going to happen. You don't know what side of the laces are going to be. You just don't know. So it does mess up the kick.
And I think probably mentally you see it. You see those laces and you know you're not supposed to – they're not supposed to be looking at you. No. And that probably messes with your head a lot. So, no, and, you know, I'm going to be a lot harder on Luke Larson because Luke's 30 years old.
Yeah.
I think Coach Hughes is probably feeling the same way. It's going to be a lot harder on a 30-year-old man versus, you know, a 20-year-old young man. Yeah. So I hope they both have great seasons moving forward. And I'll segue to this, Sutton, and we can continue to talk about the NC State game if you want. But something that was brought to my attention last night, guess who led the nation in block kicks last year?
Who did?
The Old Dominion Monarchs. They had six blocked field goals, four blocked punts for a total of 10 block kicks. And most of those players are back from that team. They made a big special teams play against Virginia Tech this past Friday night on a mishandled field goal attempt by the Hokies. And, you know, Old Dominion ran it back for a touchdown. So their special teams are excellent. It's scary to think about that after the performance of special teams this week. But it might be just what we need, because it is seeing that stuff on film is damn sure going to get these guys locked in. They better be locked in and executing on special teams Saturday night, or we could end up being in a situation we don't want to be in.
Yeah, and you're 100% right there. And that's something I've thought a lot about too, is Old Dominion. I mean, you look at them last year and a couple of years ago, you were thinking Old Dominion, we're going to win that game. Old Dominion showed last week that they are a daggone good football team. They are a very good football team. And this is the thing, too, I'll say about Virginia Tech. And, I mean, I don't personally think Virginia Tech's going to be that good this year. I don't. However, that doesn't take away from what Old Dominion did. Because Old Dominion, they played better football across the board. You look at Virginia Tech and you had miscue after miscue after miscue. Old Dominion, I thought they played pretty clean football. And that's something that, aside from the block punt, the two interceptions, and the two missed kicks, I thought we played a fairly clean game on Saturday.
No, absolutely. We did, and so did Old Dominion. They don't beat themselves. That quarterback for them, Wolf, he didn't have his best night Friday night, but he's 6-2 as a starter. Since they put him starting last year, he played in 10 games last year. But after they moved him to starter, they won 5 in a row, made it to a bowl game. And so 6-2 all time as a starter, despite your stats, is pretty salty. He doesn't beat himself. He's a gamer. He doesn't turn the ball over very much. I expect, this line in this game is 12.5 right now. And we may cover it. I think that line's a little big. I see this game at around a 6-point spread. I think it's going to be a heck of a football game. If we cover it, we win by 2 touchdowns, great. If we win by 1, great. I view this game as a conference game. To me, ODU is an American conference quality team. And you mentioned the Hokies, and are they any good? I don't think they are on offense. But defensively, look, that guy came over from the defensive coordinator at Penn State. He knows defense. They've had defensive talent in recent years at Virginia Tech. People talk about ODU's offensive performance. I think the Hokies' defense is probably pretty good. I think overall, the Hokies are nowhere near as good as they used to be, offense, special teams. But I do think their defense is probably still solid. So I don't know how much I would take into that Old Dominion's offense struggled. They had 10 starters back on offense. I know they had some turnover at offensive coordinator. They lost their offensive coordinator. Then the guy they brought in, they fired in August. Which was an interesting situation. But I expect a very competitive game from the Monarchs Saturday night.
Oh, no question with that. And the thing too with Virginia Tech, I mean, Brent Pry, he was a grad assistant under Beamer. I mean, the guy knows defense. And when I think of Virginia Tech football, I think of back when we played them every year. I mean, they were one of the top defenses in the country. And I don't see, I mean, long term with Virginia Tech, I think that if Virginia Tech keeps Pry, which I mean, I think that he's got a good thing going on later on, that they can get back to the level they were on defense. I mean, you have to look again with Brent Pry. I mean, under Frank Beamer, he was a graduate assistant under Buck Foster. I mean, he knows defense, but I mean, you have to look at this too. It's a new staff. I mean, you see what happens with new staffs. I mean, they don't usually generate wins as quick. So that's something there to look at. But as far as Old Dominion is concerned, I've been thinking a lot about the 2013 game. I think we won that game 52-38 in Old Dominion. They certainly gave us a scare. I'm not saying that the game is going to be that high scoring, but the contests we've had against Old Dominion have been close contests. And I think I personally agree with you, Kyle. I think the line is a little too high. If it was my line, I'd say maybe 8, 7.5. But I definitely do think it's going to be more high scoring than it was for both teams on Saturday.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question in terms of how high scoring it'll be. I think our defense is salty. I don't know how good ODU's defense is. That's the question I have. How much of that was ODU's defense being good? I do think their offense is better than they showed Saturday or Friday against Virginia Tech. But how much of that was ODU's defense being good, and how much of that was Virginia Tech's offense being bad? They forced, what, 5 turnovers? That quarterback for the Hokies, we've seen him play for Marshall, he's very streaky. When he's on, he's on. When he's not, he's not. And he was not on the other night. So I think what we have to do offensively, I think we have to establish the run, obviously, and I think we'll be able to. This ODU defense is not NC State's defense. And then, you know, I think Holton, it'll be interesting to see with his right shoulder injury how much they'll let him pull it down. Does that take away a weapon? You know, this is going to be the first time he's going to be playing with a brace on his shoulder, on his right shoulder, non-throwing shoulder, just so everybody's clear on that. And how much is that going to affect him? And how much is the coaching staff going to tell him, hey, we don't need you. We don't need that shoulder anymore injured. Don't pull it down. Does that take an element of the game away? At the end of the day, well, to me, what it comes down to in this situation, we can't afford to start 0-2. Could we start 0-2 and still go to a ball game? Yeah, absolutely. I think we're good enough to beat anybody on our schedule. But this football team is too good to start 0-2. That would be a huge disappointment. We desperately need to find a way to win this game Saturday. Be it by 12 or 13 or be it by 1 in overtime, just win, baby.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. I agree with that. Is, I mean, you see teams all the time. You look at them and you're like, no, this team is not 5-7. This team is not 8-4. I mean, like you said, we can't start 0-2 because this team is way better than an 0-2 team. I mean, frankly, I mean, I'll be blunt. We should be 1-0. But the bottom line is with how good, in my opinion, the American Conference is with Houston, Cincinnati, UCF. I think all three of those teams are going to be dangerous. That's three right there. Then you have BYU. And that's BYU. That's the only game I think, I don't really know if we're going to be able to pull that one out. But you have those three teams in the conference. You at least Old Dominion. I mean, obviously Campbell too. You got to be Old Dominion. You have to.
Well, I think we need to win these next three, honestly. I don't want to look ahead too much. But you look Campbell after ODU, then Navy, you know, also Delaware Saturday. And we always struggle with Navy. But those three are home. We need to be 3-1 in the month of September. Then you look after that, we do have South Florida and Tulane on the road. But I think we could easily be 5-1. Oh, I shouldn't say easily. We could be 5-1 with UCF coming in here and have an electric atmosphere and a big-time game in the American come mid-October.
Oh, no doubt.
And do we have Memphis actually on the schedule? Do we have Memphis before UCF? You may know the schedule.
Yes, I believe we do. I believe they're in October.
Okay, so whoever's first, Memphis, or we could either be 5-1 or 6-1 potentially when the Knights come in here and be setting up for a big time contest. And
And that's the thing with our schedule. It's kind of like, I mean, it's a weird analogy, but you're kind of going up the mountain. I mean, with ODU and Campbell and Navy, it's easier. And then you go to the Cincinnati, UCF, Houston, that's where it's going to get tough. And they have BYU plopped in there. Like you said, we have to start hot. We have to start hot. If we don't beat, I mean, obviously, if we don't beat Old Dominion, then I think we're in trouble. I mean, I know it's kind of early to say that, but I think our conference really is that good. Campbell, I mean, we all know what can happen in an FCS game. The thing about Navy, though, and I was telling people this earlier before the season started, is under their head coach, Ken Niumatalolo, they are up and down. I mean, obviously, the past few years, they have been down. But it always seems like when they have a really bad year, they bounce right back and they'll win 8 or 9 games. I'm not saying it's going to happen this year, because if they play like they played against Delaware, then I think they're in for a torturous season. But I don't look at Navy as a complete blowout game. I don't even think it's a guaranteed win, because we never play well against Navy. Last year we got the win. That was great. But I'm always iffy on Navy.
At some point it's going to happen. We have never beat Navy in Greenville. And at some point we're going to have a dominating performance against Navy. It's just the law of averages. I would hope that would be this year. You talk about if we lose to ODU, we're in trouble. It depends on what you mean. I think we could easily lose to ODU and still get to a bowl game. I really believe that we're that good. And I think ODU, if they upset us, could be really good also. People need to take that into account. I think people are counting the Hokies out a little too soon. Like I said, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. We'll know more about Virginia Tech after the Boston College game Saturday. But, I certainly don't want to start 0-2, but in terms of we're in trouble, we could be 2-2 in a hurry. We could start off 0-2, beat Campbell, beat Navy, USF Tulane after that. And the next thing you know, we're 4-2. And you're like, you know, horrible start, but now we're 4-2. So, it depends on what the expectations are. Right now, my expectations are to compete for the conference championship. And you need to get hot. And I think these guys just need to win a football game, because now you look back, Sutton, we didn't get to play the bowl game. We lost to Cincinnati, and now we lost to NC State. So, we have not won a bowl game since Owen Daffer walked us off against Navy. So, keep that in mind. These guys have lost 2 in a row and had a ball game canceled on them. So they're hungry for a win. I fully expect us to come out and play well. My biggest fear for this game is special teams. I expect Old Dominion to be very aggressive based on their track record of blocking kicks on our punter, on our kickers. They're going to try to block a lot of stuff. And then you look, Daffer didn't have a kick blocked. Let's say he gets one blocked. Does that get in his head? So we need to execute on special teams. Defense needs to play their asses off again like they did this past week and try to keep Old Dominion's offense in check again. That'll make things a lot easier for everybody. And then offensively, my keys would be Holton just needs to be Holton, play within himself. We need to get the running backs going early and often. Like to see we had the tight ends involved in the passing game some. I'd like to see that even more. You know, you mentioned C.J. Johnson before the show. Had a great game against NC State. It'll be interesting to see if he can continue that in the slot. And these two outside receivers that we got that have a lot of talent, Isaiah Winstead, we saw some of what he could do. He had a few drops early. So it'll be interesting to see how he plays in game number 2. And then Johnson, the kid from Georgia, again, a kid with a lot of talent. It'll be interesting to see how he plays. I got a feeling we're going to play well Saturday, but I got a feeling ODU will too. I really am expecting a good football game.
Before we wrap up our thoughts on this ECODU game, I do want to mention that defensive play against NC State on Saturday. Frankly, I mean, I've been watching EC football since I was born. That might be one of the best defensive plays I've ever seen. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, we've been talking about this quite a bit. I think this could be our best defense since 09, the Skip Holtz conference championship years. It has all the makings of it. It'll be interesting to see how much pressure we can get on their quarterback this weekend. Again, I would ignore his numbers a little bit if I was Pirate Nation this past Friday against Virginia Tech, and pay attention to what to me is the bigger number. He is 6-2 as a starter, and that's pretty impressive. So, and people will downplay that and say, well, look at the back half of their schedule last year. Conference USA was trash. Yeah, but you got to win those games. Or Virginia Tech's not as good as they normally are. Yeah, but it's still Virginia Tech. So, I expect a competitive game from ODU. Sutton, I don't know about you. Do you like to predict? Do you like to give scores? Or
I love doing it. I was going to ask you, that's the next question. What's your score prediction, man?
I'm going to go Pirates. I'm going to go Pirates 31, Old Dominion 21. And I think it's a touchdown game late, and Owen Daver puts it away with a field goal to ice it, and we win by 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's going to be similar. I think that the offense is going to light you up a little bit more. I'm going to go ECU 37. I'm going to go Old Dominion 24, 37-24, 13-point game. I think Owen
Daver. We cover. Owen says take the points.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Sutton says take the points.
I think we're going to go over. I think it's going to be I think we're going to go over. I just think that this team, like you said, the canceled bowl game, I mean, really should have won on Saturday. This team's hungry for a win, and I give ODU all the credit in the world. They looked fantastic against Virginia Tech, but I just think I think the CCU team is just really, really good, and they have a fire lit right now, and I think they're going to light it up.
Hey, either way, man, whether we win by 10 or win by 13, either way, we'll be happy Pirates Saturday night.
It's a win. Quick thing before we wrap up here. NFL season starts tomorrow. Kyle, who you have win the Super Bowl?
Oh, man, I don't follow the NFL at all. So my prediction on who would win the Super Bowl wouldn't mean anything. I'll go the Patriots. I have no idea. I literally follow zero NFL.
It's funny because I've got the Bills. I mean – Bills under Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs. I think that this is the year for them. And quick thing before we go to in our comments, game day operations on Saturday, it was good to see that those were addressed, that now that fans, you are allowed to bring in two unopened water bottles, which is very good. The Dog's Den said that it was the worst game day experience on Saturday. I mean, I wasn't in the concessions. My girlfriend went and she got concessions and she was in line for about 30 minutes. So, I mean, I can understand where people are coming from, but it's good to see the administration, taking care of it. And I think that especially in Eastern North Carolina, the two bottles of water is a good thing to have.
Yeah, absolutely. Airmark needs to get their stuff together. If they can't get it together, I have some creative ideas of my own that I'd like to see implemented. You know, Bank of America Stadium, Dave brought up. Has a policy now where they have multiple soda fountains throughout the stadium and you can buy a souvenir cup and refill as you want. UNC put in something called Water Monsters for the Florida A&M game. You buy a bottle and you refill your water as you want. Very fan-friendly. Eliminates the need for a lot of staff. I'd personally like to see the contract with Aramark done away with. This is the day and age of food trucks. How cool would it be to see about 10 or 15 local food trucks in the concourse area of Dottie Ficklin Stadium offering a big variety of food? And these are people who do it every day. They know what they're doing. They'll get you served a lot faster versus – I know we have volunteer groups, fundraisers for churches, civic groups, et cetera, that are running our stands a lot, and Aramark splits the profits with them. And you know, that's a good thing. But those people aren't used to doing this on a daily basis where you have these food truck operators. That's all they do. So
right.
Go ahead.
And I remember last year I saw, and they have it again this year, they have a – Villa Verde, Parker's, and Bill's. I know a couple of years ago they had Bill's hot dogs in there. But when I go to get concessions, I'm not going for a stadium hot dog or the popcorn. I want to find those local vendors. I want to be able to find that because A, I think it tastes better, and B, I mean, it's local stuff. I mean, it's like going to Virginia Tech. I mean, if I'm going to a game there, am I going to go get a box of popcorn or am I going to go try a turkey leg? Like, you want to be able to eat within the region. I think it's great that food trucks hopefully should be able to come back in there, because I know they've been in there before, but having Bill's Hot Dogs in there, Parker's, Bill Bear, I think it's great for the university. I think it's great for their businesses.
I agree, and I'd like to see more of it. And, you know, as far as overall game day operations, you know, you can't have things like that happen on a big stage with NC State. Running out of water is inexcusable. The same thing happened, by the way, up at ODU. They ran out of water. Aramark also is their providers. I heard there was problems at the Arkansas-Cincinnati game with game day operations. So I don't know if you have a situation with Aramark biting off more than they can chew, with maybe some supply chain issues. I don't know if those are still going on. But no excuses. Needs to be fixed, and it needs to be fixed this week. Should be more manageable. Obviously going to be a smaller crowd. So hopefully no issues like that Saturday night.
Hopefully not, and hopefully we can get a nice win on Saturday. Kyle, thank you for joining me, and we also thank you for joining us here on Pirate Breakdown. Hope you have a great week. Hope to see you at Saturday at Dowdy-Ficklin Stadium, and as always, stay undaunted.